You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. After the band Laces Loose disbanded in the early 2000s, its members made a pact to reunite after they'd turned 40 and to revisit their past music and create new songs as well. The group's drummer, Ben Steinbauer, is also filming the reunion with his eye on making a documentary. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Steinbauer and has more.
Where did Laces Loose kind of start and when?
That is a hotly debated topic in the band right now. We all four have very different versions of this story. And my version is that we were all in art school, basically, at the University of Kansas, living in Lawrence, and we were all in different bands. And we were friends of friends, but didn't really ever overlap. And until a girlfriend of mine brought us together, and I heard these guys needed a drummer. I sort of described myself as never being a good drummer, but I was always on time to band practice. And I was very enthusiastic about being there. And that was, you know, 90% of what it took to get the job in Laces Loose. And then we played together and it just immediately clicked. And I think there's something about us being sort of four distinct, eccentric, disparate personalities that makes the band really fun.
What was the music scene like in Lawrence at the time that Laces Loose was around? Was this a period where it was pretty fertile, or was this kind of an era where there weren't a lot of bands around?
Lawrence was super vibrant in terms of a music scene. The Anniversary and the Get Up Kids were just crushing it, and everybody loved those guys. And they were really successful and playing all over, and that sort of pop punk was just really popular in the late 90s, early 2000s. And the Strokes came through town, and we have a really great song about the Strokes and a story that our number one fan beat up their whole band, which actually did happen, although that is also hotly debated in Laces Loose lore. There's a lot of stories that are hotly debated.
What led to the breakup of the band?
That also is hotly contested, to be honest. I know that we just all kind of moved away. And our last show, I believe, was in March of 2002, I think. And for me personally, I was at a time where I had graduated. I'd finished my undergrad at KU. I studied film there, and I had started to make documentaries. I was working at a production company there in town that was like shooting, you know, industrial films and wedding videos and stuff like that. And I was making stuff on the side and had directed a couple of short docs. And I just wanted to go to a bigger city. And I didn't want to go to New York or LA. Actually, that's not true. I did want to go to New York. And my girlfriend at the time and I were planning to move there together. And then we broke up and she went to New York and I moved down to Austin. Because, you know, I didn't want to bump into her in New York, you know? Figure the odds of that are high. It's a small place.
That's right.
I don't want to be bumping into my ex-girlfriend all the time.
You have a string of reunion dates coming up, and you have this film crew following you. I wonder, you know, is this something that as soon as you knew that the shows were coming up, did you know that you were going to film them, or was this a decision that you made sometime after?
There was never a question about whether or not I would film this. I was always going to film it. Why I'm filming it is a like maybe deeper question that I don't totally have the answer to. And what this will become, I'm not 100% sure. I think it could be a short documentary that I think will be really fun and kind of funny that you play some festivals. But in the spirit of Laces Loose, I'm trying not to care so much about the outcome and enjoy being in the present and having fun in the process. And I'm lucky that I'm friends with filmmakers that are willing to come along with me and basically shoot this and figure it out while it's happening with me, you know.